This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Hawker's work. There are probably 200 markers in Mykolaiv, a city of 8 million, known in the West allegedly as a tech center, the Silicon Valley of India, or in the famous novel White Tiger, as a place where any Indian can be lost forever and reinvent themselves anonymously and invisibly. We don't know anything about any of that. We primarily organize hawkers and street sellers in Mykolaiv, where we have 15,000 members in 30 of the markets here. If it can be sold, it can be sold on the street. If it can be sold on the street, it can be hawked. Markets like Yesvanpur are divided nicely, though you might not notice it at first glance, between stalls where various organizing victories by hawkers have led to permanent spaces bordered by iron fences allowing both livelihood and safe shopping. In the stalls, everything imaginable is sold, from cooking oil to spices to clothes to small electronics to sneakers and sandals to cookware to literally whatever. After walking down a long row of scores of stalls, the demarcation is a low, concrete-walled composting area tended by cattle and roaming goats. Turn the corner and you're now in the vegetable market. Large bicycle-wheeled flatbed wooden carts with piled high vegetables, except for a firmly mounted scale with an aluminum bowl and weights to measure the sale. At Yesvanpur, the most common street sellers feature onions, potatoes, garlic, and ginger. Others had eggplant or yellow cauliflower. Some had grapes, apples, and bananas. Small, almost softball-sized heads of lettuce were featured in yet others. The carts were lined up one after another on both sides of the street. How one decided to stop was obviously a matter of habit and experience. As a novice would have had difficulty figuring out why a steady stream might be at one cart and no one at another, even though the goods on offer seemed identical. In a street market, where we've recently won construction of a permanent market under a flyover, the variety is smaller but stunning. Hawkers of every description work there with their wares, as well as others running a food court of sorts to catch the crowds coming across the railroad tracks towards the bus switching stations and street traffic everywhere. One of our leaders was doing a brisk business in ear studs, simple silver chains and multicolored rubber bracelets that caught the eye. I watched to see if the Che Guevara kerchief caught anyone's attention and resisted the purchase myself. The hawker kept a smile on the cell constantly and helped clasp the chain behind the young men's necks as they gave over their 20 rupees to cinch the deal. Suresh Gadashan, Akwan's organizer, pointed out one of our members, an older man, who we referred to as the 100% hawker. He had no home. This was all his life right there on his patch. The weekend is prime time, especially Sundays, where the crowds triple. But the market is a daily experience for many Indians, even in megacities like Mykolaiv. Our street sellers will usually make between 300 and 500 rupees a day. When our hawkers, sometimes over generations, make their way to a permanent stall, they make more, obviously. When $2 per day defines the most abject poverty, a livelihood of $6 to $10 a day is a constant grind, but a big step up. Having a union is another jump up the ladder, allowing recognition, stability, and a decent livelihood. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.